Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Good morning, everybody. It is your daily crypto news. Thursday, March 21st, 2024. My name is Matt. I just want to gloat a little bit. I'm going to gloat. This is what I said in yesterday's show. And I'm going to say that I've been absolutely nailing these calls. Paul sent me a text the other day and called me the crypto whisperer because I'm nailing these calls because I've been watching these markets pretty much daily for the past 7 years. And you see what's going to happen. This is going to go up like tomorrow. And my whole rant was, why aren't you buying? Now, of course, this isn't financial advice. I'm not telling you what to do. But when we have dips like that, you know, unless we're going into a bear market, number will go up. And you have 10, 15, 20% gains almost locked in. Now, it's not foolproof. Obviously, if you're aping into some shit coins, if you're aping into some meme coins, if you're aping into some, I don't know, some stupid coin with a dumb name made by an anonymous person, obviously you can get rugged. Number could go down. But if you're talking like Bitcoin or Solana or Ethereum or anything that's been pretty much around for a while, then you know that this is just a pullback. This is the way that the market's going to go. That this is the one of many pullbacks we're going to see on our way to new all-time highs throughout a bull market. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. I hope that you BTFD'd and that you're going to ride this. And obviously, not financial advice, but please take profits along the way. Let's get into the news today. BlackRock, they unveiled late Wednesday a new tokenized asset fund. It's called Buidl, B-U-I-D-L. And it will be built on the Ethereum network. And it's the company's first tokenized asset fund on a public blockchain. BlackRock said that Buidl will offer investors important benefits by enabling the issuance and trading of ownership on the blockchain, expanding investors' access to on-chain offerings, providing instantaneous, transparent settlement, and allowing for transfers cross-platforms. The fund's initial investment minimum is $5 million. Tokenized securities could fundamentally transform all of the capital markets. And today's announcement demonstrates that traditional finance products are being made more accessible through digitization. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink told CNBC that an ETH ETF, which is hopefully coming in May, is just a stepping stone towards tokenization. We have some FTX news over here. What's going on? Why were there Bitcoin missing? Well, FTX's new CEO, John J. Ray III, accused Sam Bankman-Fried of peddling categorically, callously, and demonstrably false claims about customer losses while showing no remorse for the billions allegedly stolen in one of history's biggest frauds. The harm was vast, Ray said. The remorse, non-existent. Effective altruism, at least as lived by Sam, was a lie. John J. Ray, the CEO, said that while a large, very large team of dedicated individuals has worked feverishly over the past 16 months to recover money and stabilize FTX's operations, Sam Bankman-Fried's victims are unlikely to be made whole, noting that customers, non-government creditors, government creditors, and non-insider stockholders have suffered and continued to suffer. He continued to say that only 105 Bitcoins were left on the FTX exchange when Sam Bankman-Fried was ousted. And that's against users' claims of nearly 100,000 Bitcoins. So only 105 Bitcoins remain of 100,000 Bitcoin. Whew. Why were the Bitcoins missing? Well, a jury has concluded, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried stole them. For that reason, they are not available to be returned in kind to his victims. Speaking of frauds, Do Kwon, he's going to be extradited to Korea from Montenegro. See, he's been hiding out in Montenegro for quite some time. The United States wants him. South Korea wants him for violating capital market rules. Both jurisdictions have requested his extradition. Well, it looks like South Korea is going to get its wish. After he's been appealing for quite some time, South Korea is going to get their wish. If you guys remember Luna, he created Luna, and Luna was one of the dumbest ideas I have ever heard in my life. I've said it for years on this show and other shows that an algorithmic stablecoin means trouble. Do not invest in it. Do not put your money in it. Do not use it. Stay far away from an algorithmic stablecoin because it's dumb. It's dumb. You want a stablecoin, you put $1 in for one collateralized, tokenized dollar of something, of a stablecoin. You don't need an algorithm. This is stupid, and it's a fraud. We all knew it. At least we should have all knew it. And, well, if you didn't know it, Terra collapsed. Terra Luna, by the way. Terra Luna collapsed, wiping out $40 billion in investors' money. And if Do Kwon is guilty, which he is, I'm just speculating. This is all alleged. He faces serious jail time. Anyway, I'm going to post my interview with Do Kwon that I did years ago. Let's see what he has to say. I'm going to put it on our Substack. And so if you are one of the founding members or a paid subscriber to our Substack, you're going to be able to hear that interview, A Blast from the Past with Do Kwon. Let's see how many lies came out of his mouth at that time. Coinbase made an Ethereum scaling solution. It's called Base, and it's something that they incubated themselves. Well, it's having issues. Typical Coinbase. They said this, that due to network congestion on the Base network, transactions on Coinbase Wallet and Coinbase.com may experience intermittent failures if your transaction is not confirmed by the network.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Please just wait or submit your transaction again on Coinbase.com. We advise Coinbase wallet users to wait for the congestion to resolve before submitting transactions on the Base network. If you're unable to cancel your pending transaction, the transaction will be completed once traffic subsides. Rest assured, your funds are safe. Okay, so this is just egregious at this point. Coinbase, which is now a multi-billion dollar company, which the CEO, Brian Armstrong, is a billionaire. And everybody who was founders of this company are now multi-hundred millionaires or billionaires themselves. Their exchange keeps going down when there is surging Bitcoin prices. This has historically always been the case. You know, it was excusable. They're a small company, they're a startup, they're blah, blah, blah. They're trying to figure out how to do Bitcoin and crypto trading in a market that's getting a lot of pushback from, you know, the government, Congress, and, you know, banks. And so let's cut them some slack. Then they go public. Then they have a big influx of cash. And their exchange, that even though there's been regulatory capture, they're becoming the most dominant crypto exchange slash bank slash custodian in the United States and going to be around the globe, in my opinion, can't keep their exchange up. They can't keep their exchange up. Buy more servers. Do something. Spend the money so that this is your product. Well, at least maybe we're the product. Maybe the customers are the stupid people that keep putting their money in there, that keep using this system, and they don't care about the one Bitcoin or the half a Bitcoin or the 0.1 Bitcoin or a couple sats in there. And it shows that they don't care because their exchange keeps going down. And now if you want to make a transaction to Coinbase Wallet and Coinbase.com, apparently, you're going to have to cancel your transaction. Now, this is your money that you're trying to send to a different place or transfer. You're just supposed to sit there and hope everything happens. And this is what every tech company has ever said. Every company in the crypto space has ever said ever. Rest assured, your funds are safe. I can't count how many times I've heard that and people lost their funds. I am sick of those words. Just make a product that works. And if you can't make a product that works on the blockchain, then just admit that this blockchain idea for doing the things that you think it can do is dead. Please. Or make a product that works. Make your exchange stay online. Make sure that if you make a transaction, it clears quickly, efficiently, without issues. Maybe make it very user-friendly, but do not have somebody that uses your product go online, press send, and have to wait there and wonder where their money is, and then press cancel. They say if you're unable to cancel your printing transaction, kind of just wait. We'll see what happens. Don't worry, your funds are safe, but your funds aren't clearing. They're just sitting there in limbo, in the abyss. But don't worry about it. Stop this. This is ridiculous. So what is Base? Base is an Ethereum scaling network that Coinbase made. Like I said, it's based on Optimism scaling tech. And because of the new Denken upgrade, the fees have decreased by 90%. That's good. Base's daily transactions have rose substantially, by the way, from around 400,000 daily transactions before the upgrade to around 2.12 million on Saturday. And so they had a huge boon in traffic. That still does not excuse them for their exchange going down and transactions failing on Base. Absolutely inexcusable at this point. CryptoPunk 7804, just one of nine alien punks, has traded hands for 4,850 ETH on Wednesday afternoon, or just merely $16.42 million. Wow, that's insane. This sale comes just weeks after Alien Punk 3100 sold for 4,500 ETH, or around $16.1 million. There's been other big crypto punk sales, like 4804, which was purchased in 2021 for 4,200 ETH, or $7.5 million at that time, which now is a lot higher than that. And the biggest CryptoPunk sale of all time happened February of 2022 when a crypto startup CEO purchased another AlienPunk 5822 for 8,000 ETH or $23.7 million. Now let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Fear, greed at 82. Extremely greedy. Price goes down. We're not greedy anymore when you should have been greedy. Price goes up, now you're greedy again. And I don't know why all this has happened. I think people were a little nervous yesterday about the Fed and the rates and what are they going to do. The rates were staying the same. Everybody said it was going to stay the same. You didn't BTFD, that's your loss. Bitcoin's in at $66,711, up 5% in 24. You see? Ethereum's at $3,520, up 5.3%. Tether's number three, Binance is at $561, up 6%. And Solana's up 9% at $187. Rounding up the top 10, we have XRP, USDC. Cardano, Doge is up 14% at 15.2, and Avalanche up to $54.38, up 3%. Total market cap is sitting at $2.54 trillion, up 5.3%. Bitcoin dominance of 51.9, ETH dominance of 16.7. That was our show today. I'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.